you offer the spectator some artwork, such as Windows or Evil Eye, which plays with the idea of sight. Can you tell us more about Evil Eye, which could be seen like representing a target more than an eye? Do you think that this exhibition is representative of your journey as an artist?
If I answer the question about the evil eye first, for me, the evil eye painting was that I originally came across it in Turkey, and I somehow assumed that it was a kind of a logo or a kind of signature of Turkey, the country. And obviously, having a name Turk, I wondered whether it was possible to sort of appropriate the signature of Turkey. So I found myself thinking, well, it's interesting as a kind of belief structure. And I think that my work is at the moment like moving more into a kind of a look at belief, sort of faith and belief structures. But with this eye, what happens is it's an eye, and in a way for me it's also like a pop art target painting as well. It's also a kind of there's a belief structure in these evil eyes whereby the wearer of the eye or the person who has this eye is actually able to deflect jealousy and bad thoughts by wearing this eye, and the eye itself will stop jealousy from passing. So it's a kind of a mojo or a kind of sort of a faith object.
And about this exhibition, do you think it's representative of your artwork?
I think we put together the show relatively quickly, and it was works that we could get hold of. I think it has, it definitely kind of has works that start to outline my interests. I mean, I think there's probably a lot of works that are missing that could be in the show to make it perfect. But
yes.
I think the main job of the exhibition was just to try and sort of stretch different faculties to sort of look at different areas within my work and try and present those.
Mm-hmm. And can you summarize this journey, in fact, as an artist?
For me, it does feel a lot like kind of trying to work out the sort of the outside of the, I say the outside, trying to sort of work out this sort of liminal space. What is it that contains art? At what point does art stop and what point does art start? And it feels a little bit like sometimes, I don't know whether you know those, do you know those etch-a-sketch things? But they're sort of, they've got two knobs and you can go X and Y. It feels a little bit like sometimes where we start off playing with these things and just literally end up going all the way around the outside, X and Y, X and Y, X and Y. And then every now and again I go into the middle a bit and then I go back out and I keep going around the outside.
Mm-hmm. Around what, in fact? Around the language? The structure of language?
I mean, I think just about thinking, mm-hmm. really. I mean, more generally, around about thinking, it's about the way that in a different light or on a different day, in a different mood, a certain object appears different, that a certain thought, that a certain word has a different meaning. And I think that this sort of continually sort of excites me and sort of motivates me to keep going, to keep making things.
Mm. Do you want to show, in fact, that thinking is quite singular?
I don't know. I mean, I think that thinking isn't singular. I think that thinking is and has to be somehow understood. And I think that in order for it to be understood, it needs to be
unique.
Part of a system. It isn't unique. I mean, I think that, you know, if I was on a desert island for 15 years, you know, I would still be having to use the old thoughts. I mean, I would still be thinking back to my, you know, to my cultural understanding, to my experienced knowledge. If there is this a priori knowledge or thinking, that's not really the one. I mean, sometimes I guess you might get in contact with it, but it's not really the one that's the most productive. I think the one that's most productive is the one that exists in the shared space. I think that's the one possibly you can affect.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gavin Turk.